I don't know if you've heard of Connie Podesta. There's a number of people that are experts in the whole personality profiling world. What I mean by that is it's just understanding personality types, understanding ourselves, understanding our clients and our customers, understanding where our strengths become our weaknesses, understanding how we like to be served or how they like to be served, how to deal with them and how to see them coming and how to read them and do that. And I love this topic, and it's an exciting topic for me because I think one of the single most important skills that I've learned and been able to use to my benefit is personality profiling, is understanding the personality traits, understanding who I am as a person, understanding who my wife is as a person, my children are as people, and our customers that, and having that gift. So today I'm going to just share with you my version, not the magical high level version, but my version of what I've learned and the things I've learned about personality profiling and understanding personality traits and things that you guys can use in your business and your day-to-day lives, personally and professionally, to help you get a better understanding of who you are as a person and a better understanding of who you're married to or spouse or you're with or your children and a better understanding of the clients. And also the people that you're sitting with in the room, you can start to look at each other and point at each other during this presentation. It'll be fun. We'll have a little bit of fun with it. So pure honesty here in that, how many people realize that there are only four separate types of people in the world? That's it, just four. Okay. And so understanding and knowing who those four are, understanding and knowing who I am and who you are as a person, that it's just one of those important skills that can and to do you well in your personal life, in your business life, and professional life. So we're going to take a look at each of those and understand each of those and go through them and process this information. And we're going to have a better understanding of how each personality type, we tend to all be one over the top of one, and then a little bit of number of a second one, and then usually none of the other two traits are existent in our personality profile. So we're usually a bit of two of four, one heavily in one, and then a little bit of a second type, and then usually nothing of, and you usually end up working or marrying or partnering with your opposites. And so you might recognize your spouse in this discussion today, and you might recognize that, well, that's why we ended up together, because she or she is completely 180 and opposite of myself in that. So which one am I? Which one of my clients? And we're going to spend some time just understanding how to seek that out. So personality types, there are four quadrants or four. So you can recognize personalities by the way they dress, what they drive, how they act, their body language, how they speak. You can understand, you can see it in all different areas and how they dress and how they talk and how they act and that. And so there are four quadrants. There's the dominance personality profile, there's the influence and the steadiness or the steadiness and the consciousness. And they are reflected on colors, they're reflected on dress, they're reflected by their personality traits and things that we're going to cover all those things and understand. They're recognized by animals sometimes, and we're going to tell you what the animal traits are for these personality profiles and go through them. Other names for them is drivers, expressives, amiables, and analyticals, or dominance, influence, steadiness, and consciousness, right? So these are the four profiles, the four types. I'm going to take time looking at it and figuring out which one you are, and then helping you understand and recognize your peers, your office members, and also your clients and customers and your family members. So let's start with the D, the driver, the dominant, right? So these people are recognized that they're driven individuals, they're task orientated, they're goal orientated, they tend to be a leader, not a follower. They're a bit assertive, like the gentleman in this picture is. They're fast paced. They're all business. They're control. Hello, my true transparent moment here. Presidents of the control club, that's me. And so they hate being out of control. They don't like not being in control. So they're traits of a dominant and driver type of personality that fall under these profiles here and under this profile. They are hugely impatient people. They just, you're killing me. The questioners in the room are just driving them nuts, and they tolerate them. They're terrible listeners. They're distracted easily. They can't sit long. Most of the drivers in this room are already bored. We're only about 6 minutes into this presentation. And you're already rolling your eyes and you're like, oh, this crap, blah, 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 wait, and that. So the D's in the room have already rolled their eyes twice. They've already like, I know this stuff, man. Like, get on with this. Really, you have to pick this stuff. So anyway, so poke your drivers in the room that are already fidgeting and can't wait till this presentation's over.
See you later, Wade. I'm out of here.
I
You and
know,
Amanda are
you
gone.
Go, man. Have a good afternoon.
Shaking my head as you're
yeah.
telling me.
I got stuff to do, man.
I bet you do. I bet you do, brother. So they want it done their way. They're ego-driven, but they can be humbled easily, and they don't like criticism, but they can take criticism. They're hugely independent. And they usually require strong management from their spouses or from someone else. Okay. Right. And we don't like management, but we need strong management. We need a personality person to say, hey, you got a minute? Yeah. Stop doing that. Smarten up. And this is what you're doing. And I don't care if you don't like it, but you need to hear it. And you're like, wow, that hurts. Thanks, hun. My wife, Tina, that it's hard to hear, but I need it. Thank you very much. And that and keeping me under the dock. My dad says that like, my wife was a gift from God because she's the only person that could tame the beast. And give them the feedback and keep them under wraps and keep them humbled. So those are more traits of that dominance driver. They're motivated by money and recognition, not necessarily the driving force, but they love what the money can do for them. They love the recognition of success. They have no problem letting you know if they're good, right? They have no problems letting you know that they're good and they got this. And look at me, I'm Sandra D. Uber competitive, high standards. They're usually high achievers. Their benchmark for themselves and for others is very high. They're very rapid. Like, get on with this presentation, man. Hurry up. I got things to do. Jamil needs to go right now. They're results oriented. They don't have time for the story. They don't have time for the process. They just tell me what I'm going to buy, how I'm going to buy it, why I'm going to buy it, and make it quick, right? And they're usually really strong starters, but incredibly bad finishers, okay? And another area where their strength becomes their weakness is you tend to, or I tend to, or we tend to make people feel sometimes that we don't care, make people feel that we're uninterested, make people feel that we're not. And that's not the case at all. We're usually deep down, we're uber sensitive people and caring people. But because we're so driven and patient and just go, 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 people tend to feel like, ah, look at him. He doesn't care. He really doesn't. It really doesn't matter to him. And that. So you have to be aware of when your strength can become your weakness, if that makes sense. So amiable personalities or steady personalities or analytical personalities and that tend to butt heads with this personality profile. And a good classic example of a dominance driver would be James T. Kirk here. The Starship Enterprise would be a good personality profile. And there you can now, how do I tell from their dress? So they're wearing the black or blue power suit. What's Jamil wearing right now, guys?
Blue pants and a white and gray shirt.
There you go. All right. So, and they're recognized by the color gold. And so gold is a power color. It's a power play. It's a dominant. Right?
A little bit of gold in my shirt.
There you go. There you go. There you
I
go.
Drive a BMW.
And here we go. And they drive a power car, either a black Mercedes, a black BMW, or a black Escalade, right? Right? And so, and when you're talking to them, they're literally leaning into you and right into your face and leaning over onto the table and that. So they're not sitting back and they're all casual or arms folded. They're leaning forward and leaning right into the computer, leaning right at the screen. So they're lean-inners, right? And they're letting you know that they've got the power on top of you and they're letting you know that they're in control and they're dominating you, right? And they want to know what they're buying. They want to know their bottom line. They want to know, like, why now, rapid, quick, let's go. Their animal that they're profiling is with the eagle. So they don't hang around with the chickens. They just soar in the sky with the eagles. And most people are, like my friend here in a classic driver personality profile, Mr. Trump, everyone is beneath them, they're minions and peons, and they're soaring above everybody else. And so again, be careful that you don't come across as insensitive and not caring in that. So that's how many of us have had that client that fits this profile, or how many of us know that, hey, this is, I got a lot of this in me, and I gotta be aware of when these personalities become weaknesses and they become upsetting to my clients or upsetting to my staff or my other peers and that. So that just gives you an idea of what they wear, what they dress, what they drive, how they sit, how they position their body language, how they act, and who they are as a person. And it's just they're great, successful, powerful people, but they come across as jerks and jackasses and insensitive sometimes. And that's where you've got to be cognizant of that profile of your personality traits becoming detrimental to you and hurting you. Okay. That's profile number one. Profile number two is our influence and expressive. So these are your people persons. They are the ones that can talk a dog off a meat wagon. They're chitty chatty. They're outgoing. They're dramatic and emotional. Everything's like, oh, everything's going crazy in that. They're energetic. They're spontaneous. Everything is wing it. We shoot from the hip. It's all exciting. It's all fun. So they're the ones right now that are slowly pouring themselves a drink of alcohol while we're doing this webinar. They're the ones that are not talking. They're talking to everybody else while I'm talking. They're the ones that are, that if this isn't fun and entertaining and story time and chitty chat and eventful, I get bored seriously quickly in that. And if they're not, and they're motivated by fun and food and recognition and experiences. Okay. And they're all about the experience. Now, they're undisciplined with their time. They're easily distracted and playing games and fiddle farting around, and they're undisciplined with their time. They can be disruptive or easily be distracted. They lack focus. They can't be present. They struggle being present. They're not on time ever. And it's always someone or someone else's fault that they're never on time. Right. And they don't know how to say no because they just want to please and be the people pleaser and have everybody love them and everybody see them and experience them. Tons of great creativity and new ideas. They couldn't organize a 10-year-old's birthday party, but they can be the center of the birthday party. Would that be said? Right? They're the entertainment. They're karaoke king or karaoke queen, but they couldn't organize the party and get it launched and get it out there. And they tend to always fly from the seat of their pants, always shooting from the hip. Now, they're all about fun, food, and recognition. Here's our classic character, Bart Simpson. They're all about the experience. They need to know that they're loved and everybody likes them and appreciates them. They need to feel that they're important. They need to feel that they're the center of the universe and that they're only happy when they're productive. They're very sad and emotional when they're non-productive, and they get uber bored quickly. Okay. So they tend to wear brighter clothing. They drive a red convertible. It's all about the top down and fun and Jeeps with no doors. They're speaking with their hands all the time. Their power color is orange, so they're usually orange. They usually like to be in the party but couldn't organize the party. Their power animal, their recognized animal, is the peacock, where they love to spread out all their colorful feathers, stick out their chest, and look at me, I'm Sandra D. And they're classic over-promisers and under-deliverers and classic chronic late people, okay? But they're the ones that are always the ones that are having fun and keeping you entertained in the life of the party. And we love having these people and sometimes hate having these people. Okay. Now, these people are the ones in real estate that, I repeat, must have an executive assistant to clean up your messes behind you, because you're classically losing clients because you've told them you'd do something and you don't end up doing it. And it's because you easily forget because you're on the next thing or you're distracted and you're looking at the squirrel walking across the street. Okay. Right. So you've got drivers, you've got expressives. These two personality profile types tend to be the most profiled types of real estate agents and tend to be the most top producers and character traits of it. In the real estate industry as salespeople and as realtors in the business. Any questions about or comments about drivers or expressives or influencers?
No.
We're good. All right.
No.
Now, quadrant three, we've got our steadiness. We've got our amiables, right? We've got our Annabelles. We've got the listeners. We've got the people that are caring. We've got the people that are patient with our nut bar personalities. They're approachable. They're sensitive. They're endearing. They're dependable. They rely on their feelings to make decisions in that. And so they're kind and sensitive, and they make incredible executive assistants and incredible employees, and they're loyal and they're kind and they're caring in that. They love to learn. They're open for feedback. They avoid all conflicts. They have a strong desire to be liked, but they're driven by security. So Your drivers are driven by success and by recognition and by money. Your expressives are all driven by about holidaying and traveling and buying stuff and experiencing things and traveling and going through all that stuff. And amiables are their motivator is that they have security, they have job security, they feel comfortable in their environment, their workplace, their home place. They're not risk takers. They move slow and steady. And when you're dealing with a driver, you've got to be rapid and speak quickly and get to the point. When you're dealing with an expressive, you've got to have fun and tell jokes and tell stories and laugh and have a good time and keep them animated and present. And with the amiable, you need to speak softer and slowly. You need to check in and ask them how they're doing and how they're feeling. Ask them if they need a hug, right? And so they love to be told that they're doing a great job. And they like to know that they're secure with their jobs and like to have that kind of thing. Now, as a client, these are what I would commonly refer to as the silent assassins. If you're not gaining the trust and likability with these people, they're the ones that are sitting quietly watching you. They're deciding whether they trust you and like you. And they're the ones that whisper to their spouse and say, I don't like them. I don't like her. We're not doing this. Let's leave. Right. And so you have to be very, very careful and pay great attention to this type of personality. They're comfortable dressers. They're not flashy dressers. They're not power dressers. They'll drive a Toyota Prius to save a tree and to save the planet and that. Their power color is the blue ocean, right? Everything's peaceful. Everything's blue. Everything's wonderful. They're quiet and they sit there with their hands folded on their laps or their hands crossed and they're looking down or away from you. And you're wondering what's going on in their head because they're always processing and thinking and they're quiet. Their animal is a white dove, right? Always peaceful, always harmonizing in that. They're supportive and loyal. They check in and you need to check in on their feelings. And they tend to not make great agents because they take things personally. So when you're experiencing no's and objections in sales and disappointments and frustrations, they really take it personally and think it's about them and think that. So they tend to have a very difficult time in the sales business. Plus, they think we're all wacko because they would never take the risk of not knowing when their paychecks are coming in. And they need a steady income, a steady job security and things like that. So their personality tends to think that commission sales and real estate sales is not for them at all. Okay. But they make incredible, powerful admin assistants and executive people and people that are support and employees in that. And this is where the drivers and the expressives need to find these people and keep them close and keep them in their lives. I'm so messed up and so unorganized and so making so many messes. I have two executive amiable assistants that clean up all my messes and I'm absolutely grateful for them. Okay. Fourth personality profile is that conscientious analytical. So they're planners, they're organizers, they're very task-oriented, they're very, very time-disciplined, they're big learners, they're detailed, and they analyze. And it is all about the process and the journey. It isn't about the beginning and the end. The driver, it's about the end. The expressive, it's all about the experience. The amiable, it's about how they feel. And an analytical, it's about how does it work and it's why and how and what and understanding deeper that makes them tick and what they want. So when you're serving an analytical, they want information. They want answers and opportunity to questions and data and statistics and everything like that. And you need to be patient with them. They don't like to be rushed. They need time to think about things. They need time to process things and that. And so they tend where their strength becomes their weaknesses, where their paralysis by analysis or they're overthinking things or they're overdoing things. For an agent with this type of professionality, they're excellent because their contracts are tight, their documents are done. They never not do something they say they're going to do. They never get sued. They never get in trouble. They make incredible agents when it comes to the process and the efficiencies and the detail of it, and their clients love them. But their problem is that it takes them twice as long as an expressive or a driver to do the same thing, if that makes sense. Most of them tend to be very serious. They don't warm up to people as quick. They're not as outgoing and relational. They're always thinking, show me and prove it. They're always ready, set, ready, set, ready, set. as a managing broker or as a client, you're going to need, or as a client, you're going to need to tell them, you know what, you need to do something. It's time to go. It's go time, right? So they need your direction, but they also want your information, and they want more information, and they want your explanation, and they want you to take the time to dig deep for them. They want you to be prepared. They love things that are prepared. They love information, and they love the process, okay? They don't like change. They're not driven by success. They're just driven by things being good, okay? They're patient. They question everything. It's all in the process, and they like independence, and they like to work alone because they don't like to be distracted or have that person distracting them and causing to create turmoil in their environment, okay? Usually, they're conservative dressers. They will drive a Volvo, okay, as their vehicle. Safe. It's one of the most safest vehicles in the world. They tend to maybe have a pocket protector. They have their power color is green, so everything's green and friendly. Their animal is a wise old owl, so it's always knowledge and questions and insight in that. They're upright people of sitting and listening. They speak when the time is right. They tend to like to be questioned and then let and answers in that. They need every piece of information, and they need opportunity to understand and to dig deep. Okay. Now, again, they're overthinking their time to do things, and their paralysis by analysis can be their downfall and downside. Okay. So you have to look at each one of these personalities where your driver type personalities, be aware of your insensitivity and your impatientness. From a client perspective, serve them rapidly, get to the point, move quickly. Okay. From an expressive standpoint, get an assistant, get help. Okay. From an expressive standpoint, make sure that you have somebody delivering on your promises. Don't be saying things. Get somebody to hold you accountable being on time. With the expressive clientele, they want fun, they want food, they want recognition, they want the experience to be an exciting experience as a client. Okay. And the amiable side of things, right? They make incredible assistance. You need to check in on them. You need to understand and check on their feelings and how they're feeling and how they're doing and be cognizant and sensitive. Make sure that you understand that they are the quiet, silent assassin in most transactions. So be aware of them and make sure that you make them feel comfortable and make them feel good about how it is and check in on them and give them a hug once in a while. Okay. The analyticals, let them do their research. Let them do that. Like, information, give them the details, give them information, give them the chance to ask questions, ask them questions, let them ask questions, serve them at that the highest efficient level you can. They'll love you. If you don't, they'll hate you. Okay. And then the reality is that as an agent that is in this profile type, be careful not to over ready, set. And you need to just trust and use your gut and intuition and go. Okay. And it can't be perfect. It just needs to be good enough, and you need to take the risks and take chances and just go, okay? And be able to deliver and do not, right, do something that you said you're going to do with these folks or you're dead to them, okay? So my two favorite people that are masters of this world at getting people to feel comfortable and to be able to deal with different personalities is Barbara Walters and Larry King. And Barbara and Larry, you watch them on television, you watch their show, and they make their guests say things and share things that they should never tell people on national television, right? And the reality is that they are masters at one thing and masters at this that you need to learn yourselves. And that is the master of the skill set of mirroring, okay? And what mirroring is that if someone's sitting there like Barbara with her hand on her chin on her hand, then I'm going to put my hand on my chin on my hand, and then I'm going to do one other thing and maybe cross my legs so that she doesn't notice that I'm mirroring her and kind of copying her. And so if she's speaking softly, I'm speaking softly. If she's speaking loudly, I'm speaking loud. If she's winging her hands and everybody else, then I'm winging my hands. And so mirroring is an incredible, important skill set to get people to trust you quickly, to like you quickly, to strengthen that bond with you and that comfort level, and get them to share with you truth and honesty and transparency quicker than later, okay? Has anybody ever watched Barbara or Larry do this and master it with people on television and do this? They're very, very good at that mirroring skill set. They're masters at it. So In closing, go ahead. Question. Fire away.
Oh, no. I just said no, we haven't.
Yes. I have a question. So it seems like Wade C is the hardest one to sell if you're an agent.
So, yeah, interesting. I would say that S or the amiability would be the one, right? Because they deal with everything. Their decisions are all based on how they feel, Jamil. And so the C is all based on if I have enough facts and I know that the information's there, then I'll make a decision. The S, though, they deal from their gut and from their emotion and how they're feeling and how their intuition is. So I would almost feel that an amiable and a steadiness, an S, would be a harder sell for a driver and expressive than a C, than an analytical, if that makes sense.
Well, I feel like the C might be over analytical, and they need more. They keep wanting more information to make a decision.
Yes.
And they can't make that decision.
Right. And the reason why is that you have not got to the root of what's holding their decisions back. Does that make sense? So I don't believe it's the C's problem. I think it's the salesperson's problem because they haven't got they haven't dug deep enough with their Q&A of what's holding them back, their fear of what's driving them and avoiding, or like human beings are their emotional meters are moved by avoidance of pain or gain of pleasure. So a C is not feeling comfortable with the resolutions to their avoidance of pain, Jamil, that an agent hasn't resolved for them, or they haven't given them insight on how they're going to have enough personal gain based on the information they provided for them. That's what's causing the C's not to move, okay? And amiable, they just need to feel that their gut and their intuition is they're safe, and then they'll make a decision. And analytical needs to know that the facts are there, that you've addressed all of my deeper concerns of what I'm trying to avoid or what I'm trying to get to. And if you haven't, then that's why they're sitting on the fence, because you haven't probed deep enough. And I'll go back to one little simple technique to help you, Jamil, with a C, or anybody on the call with a C, is to use the 5-6-7 technique, okay? So you ask somebody a question and then you probe and ask it deeper 5-6-7 times till you get to the root of the deeper root of what's going on. And that's the challenge with the C, Jamil, is that if you haven't gone deep enough and got to the root, they're going to hold back, and they're going to hold back from making decision because you haven't helped them dig deep enough to get down to what's holding them back, if that makes sense. So a simple 5-6-7 question is, tell me more about that, or why is this so important, or let me understand this better. Those are great 5-6-7 questions. So 5-6-7 times you're asking the same question, you're paraphrasing and say, tell me more. So why is that so important? Let me understand better. Help me understand more and help me understand better understanding of why you feel this way, right? So dig with the C. If you dig and you pull up for them what the fear is, or pull up what the pain point to the pleasure point is, and you address it and help them address it, then they'll make that decision and move on. Okay. That's the number one challenge for us trying to deal with those personalities. With an S, you got to get them to feel like they're comfortable and safe with you. Okay. With an I, they got to feel like you're their best friend and that you're like, we're brothers from another mother. And the drivers, they got to be like, yeah, you get me, and you know exactly, you tell me what I want and why I want it and how I want it now, and that, and they'll love you and they'll make decisions, right? And they're trusting that you know that the decision they're making and going by your opinion is the right decision, and then they'll make that decision, okay? And again, going back to the mirror technique, is always understanding to act, to speak, to have your body language, to be sitting, to be speaking, like to be looking, to make sure that you're mirroring them, but don't get caught doing exactly what they're doing. Do what they're doing and plus one action, okay? So that you're not caught trying to mimic them or make them feel uncomfortable. Wait a minute, did you just do what I just did? That's weird. You're weird, kind of thing. And then you lose them, kind of thing, right? Right? So don't get caught mirroring them and that. So make it as cool and as smooth as possible, right? But I guess the biggest thing today is you understanding who you are and what makes you great, but also what makes you struggle and what causes you a lot of problems. And then also understanding your clients and their personality and your peers, and understanding how they need to be served, how they need to be treated, and how they need to be taken care of. And the better you are at understanding these things, a great book I'll leave you with is What Color Is My Parachute? What Color of My Parachute is a great book. I forget the author, but it's a great book of better taking the time to understand who you are and what makes you tick and what makes you and what makes you struggle, but also understanding what other people in your world are and the clients you deal with and understanding them and knowing them and how they need to be served and what they need and what they want and what they desire. And if you understand and recognize this, and within seconds, I can tell what personality type I'm looking at by looking for signs, signals, how they're speaking, how they're dressed, how what they drove, how they're acting, what they're doing with their hands, what they're doing with their feet, their legs, their body language, things like that. I'm looking for those signs so that I know quickly how to get them to like me, how to get them to trust me, and how to feel comfortable with me. And that is an important skill set in our business. Would you agree?
Yes.
Yeah. Absolutely. All right. Any questions, any other comments before I go today? I'll send you the slide deck. Check out Connie Badesta, great YouTube channel video. She's hilarious. Check out the book, What Color's My Parachute. Take the time today to just watch Barbara do an interview. Watch Larry King do an interview. It's crazy. They are masters of mirroring. They're absolute Jedi masters of getting people to share and open up and say stuff they shouldn't say and get people to do what they want to do in that on national television. And you learning those types of skills and that mirroring skill will be hugely beneficial in your career and your ability to do more sales and to serve people at a higher level in the 2020 coming year for sure. Anything else for you guys today?
Nope, that's it. Thanks.
All right, you guys have a fabulous week. Right. Thanks for the time in that. We'll chat with you guys in the next 2 weeks. All right, you guys have a good day. Bye for now.
You too. Bye.
Take care.